world could go to hell, but Alaska natives would survive, 70-year-old Connie Timmerman tells me. She wants her grandsons and granddaughters to know how their ancestors subsisted from Bristol Bay's land and sea.
Us women, we could do anything. It's tough life, but you could do it if you set mind to it, and I truly believe that. We're capable just as much as our men are. And it's a good companionship. That way I think it's healthier. You work together.
Connie was one of a dozen Alaska Native women that researchers working with NOAA Fisheries interviewed last June in Dillingham, Naknek, and Togiak. They returned this month to interview another handful of women and preserve their oral histories for future generations. The researchers presented their results and four videos Tuesday at the Bristol Bay Native Association in Dillingham.
There's not much that's out there, particularly in Alaska.
Anna Lavoie researched small-scale fisheries in Brazil before coming to Alaska. She says Bristol Bay stands out because, compared to other places, more set net permit holders here are women, almost a third altogether.
We've seen that they play really important roles in family and community well-being, in passing on knowledge to generations and in maintaining that within communities.
Lavoie's research team allowed the women being interviewed to direct the conversation and share their personal experiences. They noticed the interviews they've gathered all seem to touch on several common themes. Themes like women's knowledge and leadership, social cohesion, environmental change, and identity and a sense of place. This last one, a sense that fishing is just who they are as Alaska Native women, it pervades many of the interviews. Gayla Hossett is BBNA's Director of Natural Resources. She sums it up well at the end of her interview.
You know, it's who we are. I don't know. I don't know how to really say it, because growing up with it, it's not something that I just learned. It's something that's always been with me. It's a part of who I am.
Bristol Bay may be enjoying an exceptionally strong salmon run this year, but many of the women interviewed express concern for the future. Climate change is bringing warmer winters. That makes travel between native villages a lot harder without the frozen tundra to snow machine over. And coastal erosion is threatening set net operations. Plus, the number of Bristol Bay locals holding limited entry salmon permits is slipping, according to official tallies from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. With all these threats in mind, researcher Kim Sparks says she's honored to help preserve knowledge of this traditional way of life.
It just hits me every time, the deep connection these women have to their resources and to their families, and how this isn't just like something they talk about. This is like their livelihood, this is their life, and it's just such a privilege to hear these stories.
Lavoie says funding's always tight, but she's hopeful the research team can return to Bristol Bay next summer and beyond to preserve more oral histories from Alaska Native women. You can listen to the interviews by searching online for Voices from the Fisheries from NOAA. We also have a link at our website on kdlg.org. In Dillingham, I'm Austin Fast.